I want to say we talked to Eric, our next guest, Eric Perez, CEO of the Toronto Wolfpack. I think we talked to him a while ago. The Toronto Wolfpack played their first home game at Lamport Stadium, their first home game in the Kingstone Press League One Rugby League, tomorrow at 4:30 p.m. against the Oxford Rugby League Football Club. And I made this point in the last, just before our break, that I have been really impressed and even maybe a bit surprised at the fact that, you know, not just in social media, but in general, there's been a lot of chatter about the Toronto Wolfpack, and this at a time where the city, you know, has a baseball team coming off back-to-back American League championship appearances. It's got an NBA team that's in the playoffs. Its NHL team just finished a successful season. Toronto FC is playing. And I hear people talking about the Toronto Wolfpack. I hear people asking me about the Toronto Wolfpack. Eric Perez is CEO of the Toronto Wolfpack, and he joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Eric, I've got, before we talk about the club and about tomorrow's match, how did you go about creating? I don't know if I would call it a buzz, but I'll tell you what, there is a real awareness about this team in this city. You mentioned the Wolfpack to people, and they know what you're talking about. And I have to admit, Eric, I was kind of skeptical that was going to be the case. How did you go about doing this?
Well, first of all, Jeff, I want to say it's been a year since I've been on with you.
It was a year. A long time ago.
Feliz Cinco de Mayo por todo mi gente mexicanos, everybody out there, you know, Cinco de Mayo and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, I would call it a deep undertone as far as, well, you know, I think it's such a unique venture, and it's such a feather in the cap for the city to have the first transatlantic team that, and it's something different. It's kind of off the beaten track. We're not an MLSC team. You know, we're not part of an established North American league. We're in a European league. I think that's something that's intriguing to a place like Toronto that is probably the most international multicultural city in the world. And I think a lot of people have sort of gravitated to the hip way we've done what we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, we're a winning team too, which doesn't hurt. So we're 5-0 right now in the league and looking good for promotion at a time when the Toronto teams aren't doing, like you did say, back-to-back American League championship series appearances,
yeah.
But this year it doesn't look too great.
Right.
But we're holding up the fort this year, I think.
Well, I was going to ask you too. When you guys were over in England, I mean, you got a lot of media exposure over there. The Guardian, the Telegraph, a lot of, you know, large publications did really significant stories on this. You really seem to have caught people's imagination in rugby league, haven't you? With just the idea of a transatlantic team and sort of trying to keep a foot in two continents and doing it successfully.
Yeah, you know, it's like Beatlemania in reverse, Wolfpack mania over there. People are just, they love the idea of it. And, you know, they love our color scheme, our logo, the team we've put together, our attitude, the way we've gone about our business. They're really into it over there. And, you know, I knew that would happen. I knew it would be bigger there first. And I'm hoping that translates over here, and I'm starting to see that it is, and it's exciting.
Now, Eric, what have some of the challenges been while you were over in England and coming back here? I know there have been visa issues with a couple of players, Fui Moi Moi being one of them. You almost just assume there's going to be visa issues a lot of time when you're involved with international sports. But just logistically, were there things that cropped up that you just couldn't prepare for?
You know, it's because it's never been done before. By the way, the visa issues are sorted out, so all those guys will be able to come for our next game 2 weeks' time, May 20th, against Barrow Raiders, who are also undefeated, by the way, and crushing the league. Which so that will be a pretty big tilt.
Right.
You know, it's some of the things that have come up that you just don't expect. The fact that you kind of have to run two organizations, two offices sort of thing. You have to run something over in the UK because that's where they're training and whatnot, and there's administration that needs to be done there. And administration over here and the communication between the two, it seems like something that would be pretty basic in this day and age, but there have been some issues with it that we've ironed out over time. But I would say that's the basic thing. But one thing that hasn't been lacking is the enthusiasm of everybody on both sides and the way that the guys on the Wolfpack, the players, have embraced the idea that they play for Toronto. I think there's a few Toronto skyline tattoos being drawn up right now by, for the guys with wolves in the background. Mm-hmm. So they're 100% into the city, which is great.
I want to mention, by the way, that the match tomorrow is 4:30 p.m. at Lamport Stadium. You can go to TorontoWolfpack.com for tickets. They're $16.99 plus tax, which is certainly in the sweet zone for a lot of people.
Yeah, the people's team and the people's prices.
Absolutely. What can fans expect at the stadium itself, at Lamport Stadium?
Well, what they can expect is a throwback event to, you know, events that you would have seen in my childhood at Exhibition Stadium or Maple Leaf Gardens, where it's not really about the opulence of the surroundings, but it's about the passion and support for the team. You can expect a team that's going to go out there and give 100% to win, mm-hmm. and do it with pride for the city, and probably one of the most exciting spectacles that you'll ever see, which is a rugby league match. It's actually ruined me for other sports. Like, I'm a massive sports fan, but just rugby league has it all, and it's kind of ruining me for other sports now. But I hope everyone still stays into other sports as long as they get into the Wolfpack too.
What are you anticipating in the way of attendance? I'm reading Neil Davidson's article from the Canadian Press, and you're saying it could be a crowd of 2,000 to 3,000, 6,000 to 7,000, depending on the weather.
Yeah, so, I mean, we have I think 7,000 plus tickets sold for the game.
Okay.
The weather report is saying that it's going to rain all the way through to just about the start of the game. Mm-hmm. But just from my experience in Toronto, I know the weather can even keep paying customers away in Toronto. So I'm trying to be optimistic and say everybody will be there that paid. But if not, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 diehards with umbrellas. But if everybody shows up that bought tickets, then we'll have a full house.
Well, and I mean, rugby does have to be played a little bit in the slop, doesn't it?
How much fun is that? It's like a good old fashioned rugby match in the rain. Like, you can't get better than that.
No, it's sort of the whole scene, the whole atmosphere is going to feel right. You mentioned the Wolfpack are undefeated. They are 5-0. Your differential is 273. Barrow Raiders, who you play in 2 weeks' time, 206. Yeah. The level of with a differential of 206, they are also undefeated after five matches. Look, most people you talk to will say that this, you know, the plan for this team is to get promoted to the top level within, I think your plan is 3 to 4 years, 3 or 4 years, I believe.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Actually, our plan is to get promoted in successive seasons, so get promoted to championship at the end of this year.
Okay.
By winning the league, and then get promoted to Super League the next year. And then I'm hoping... We're competitive for a couple of years, and then we'll go to the grand final at Old Trafford in Manchester. Mm-hmm. We'll win that, and we'll bring the trophy back home for a parade down Yonge Street, which I think we're long overdue for one in the city.
How, in terms of talent, how much better are the Wolfpack and Barrow than the other teams in the league? Because I'm looking at the numbers are pretty significant. But how much better are they in terms of talent, and what explains that disparity? Are you guys it's such a unique team, and there's such a great, there could be such an allure to this team. Has it been easier for you in some ways to track players?
You know, good question. There are a couple of other teams of quality. Whitehaven is one. We actually played Whitehaven already, and that was our closest match. I think we won 24-16 or 24-12. It was a very close game, mm-hmm. in the mud in Whitehaven. Newcastle has a good team. There are a couple other good teams, but Barrow and we do seem to be the class of the league, and I think that's mainly due on our part. Barrow, because they were recently relegated from the championship, and they were able to retain most of their players, mm-hmm. so they still have a championship level team. And I think it was a very close thing, their relegation last year, so they were competitive all year in that second division. So that explains them. With us, I think it can go down to Paul Rowley and Brian Noble. Brian Noble, of course, a legend of the game, and Paul Rowley, one of the hottest up-and-coming coaches. With them, the whole exciting venture of Toronto, me going on various news outlets, talking about it, hyping people up, players have been flocking to us. There are some significant NRL stars that want to come over and play for us next year as well. I think we'll have a super competitive team next year in championship. I expect that we'll be very, very heavily favored to get promoted to Super League next year when you see the lineup that we put out. And it hasn't been difficult because a city like Toronto attracts people, attracts stars, and rugby league players are no different. They want to be part of the action.
How how difficult has it been to keep everybody happy, given, again, given the logistics of this, where you are overseas? I mean, you've got a lot of players who are going to be away from home. You know, it almost seems like it's a bit of a nomad's life for these guys right now. And I know it's not unusual for, you know, rugby players or soccer players. I mean, certainly they're probably the most international of athletes. They tend to move frequently and tend to, you know, tend to be able to sort of just kind of wherever they are, they drop their backpack and they're good to go. But how difficult has it been just because of the logistics involved here to keep everybody happy, to keep all the players happy?
You know, this is our first time in Toronto, so they've been in their homes in the UK for the guys that are okay. from there most of the time. So that hasn't come up yet. The longest that they're going to be here is about a month.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not too long. It's akin to a significant West Coast road swing for the Jays,
right?
Or any other baseball team. So it's something like that. So that we actually the schedule has been made so that there aren't super long gaps at home or away to avoid this kind of a thing. But these guys are professionals. They're getting paid to be here. They love the excitement of it. And the good thing is nowadays with FaceTime and you know, WhatsApp video and things like that, they can be in touch with people at home pretty easily. So, I mean, you can imagine the times of the old tours that they used to do, the rugby tours or the cricket tours and whatnot, where they used to go away for 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it would be letters. That would be the only correspondence.
Right.
So I think we're lucky to live in this day and age to make something like this more feasible.
Now, visiting teams are going to be staying, I understand, at York University. And the Wolfpack, it says in this article, will be paying travel and housing costs. You guys will be staying at George Brown College. Eric, from a business point of view, you know, obviously, look, you wouldn't get involved in this if you didn't think it was going to work. You strike me as the type of guy who certainly believes in doing due diligence. Are there any things that could come up, you know, that might cause you a little bit of concern here, having to foot the bill for teams coming over here?
Well, you know, we've been super lucky because we have some great sponsors behind us.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Air Transat, they
right.
take care of the flights.
And TechSavvy's involved, right?
TechSavvy's involved. We're going to be announcing some other major sponsors really soon, before the Barrow game, which is exciting as well. You know, the cost, York University, great facilities, George Brown, great facilities, not the most expensive in the city either. And really all-encompassing. We got a great kind of mini sponsorships with them as well. Those aren't our biggest expenses. Our biggest expenses are probably player salaries. And we were able to take all that in consideration and keep all the prices and everything where we want them to be so we can still make the money we need to make and have a team that's about the people of Toronto. So that's sort of our ethos and our goal on everything.
Eric, listen, I wish you a lot of success. I'm not going to be out there this weekend, but I know some folks around here are planning to go out en masse, and we're going to look forward to it. It should be a good time. Again, congratulations on getting the home portion of your season going. Congratulations on how the season has gone so far, and you know, and hopefully tomorrow, hopefully you get a little break in the weather at least, just a little break.
Jeff, I really appreciate it. Thanks for having me on, and we're going to drag you out to a game soon.
Well, you won't have to drag me out. Don't worry. Take care.
All right. Take care.